We have some guests in about 15 minutes. We have Mike and Roxy in. But right now, I forgot my glasses in the car, and I can't see anything without my glasses. So I'm going to stop playing music, and it'll probably be about 10 minutes for me to sprint down there and get them, but we'll be back. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Here we go.
Doesn't look so great. Get him a doctor. Get him a priest. Get him mommy's little helper to get him through days like these. Who'd you rather be? Who'd you rather be? Yeah.
Alrighty, got the glasses.
Whoa!
Stop that. I don't want to hear that yet. I got the glasses. We're good to go. Just heard new stuff by Salem Wolves called So Desperate. Started with Charming Arson, a song called Saving Chelsea. It's 808 WMFO in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to play a new one now by a band called The Darts. And we'll be back in about 5 minutes, and then we'll get going. Here we go. These are The Darts.
Try to
That was Arrows of Athena, song Cure for Everything. Before that, what did I get in there? Oh, the Darts with Hang Around off of Boomerang, the latest release. I'm here with Mike and Roxy. How are you guys? Thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you.
I didn't realize, I was talking to Roxy before we came up, I didn't realize that you had a bit of a commute to get here, but you're used to that.
Yeah, we're used to driving into town. The band's from all over, but we're probably the farthest out, but that's okay. We're in town all the time.
Yeah. And so I want to go back a bit to the radio days with you, Mike. I think I wrote stuff down. Was it 92 you started at FNX?
Yeah, I started. Moved in 91. 92, got my foot in the door over there. Was part-time for 2 years on air. Overnights, fill-ins, that whole gag. And then got a full-time job, assistant production director, 94, and then full-on production director, 96, and also hosted X Night Saturday nights at Axis for, I guess, for the rest of that decade through 2000.
Wow. I remember those nights. Where'd you come from in 91? Where were you?
I was in Connecticut. I was, like, in the sticks thinking of life in the big city.
What brought you here? The big city?
I did college radio, and then after college radio, I was doing like a lot of private gigs and nightclubs and that kind of stuff. I was like, you know, I really wanted to be on the radio, and I haven't done that yet. So I'm like, I'm going to go to Boston and get on the radio and get on WFNX. And I didn't know anybody, but I answered an ad in the Phoenix. They were looking for an ad person, a salesperson, and I think it was like the nightclub ads or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I could do that, but I didn't get the gig. But when they called me to say, hey, you almost got the gig. We liked you, Mike, but you know, you didn't get the gig. We gave it to someone with experience. Go figure. And I was like, what does FNX have? And they were like, well, it's, you know, that's up in Lynn, which I didn't even know what that meant. Cause I live like in town. I'm like, what's Lynn?
Yeah.
They're like, well, that's up in Lynn and they don't really know. It's small station, blah, blah, blah. And I said, internship. They're like, are you going to school? I said, I can. And that's when the woman said, if you want it that bad, I'll get you an internship. And that was 92. So that's crazy.
And have you been here a long time, Roxy? How long have you been?
I was born in the area. I lived in L.A. just for a little while and then came back and then went back out to L.A. again and came back. So those were my...
But now you stayed.
I stayed.
Why do you keep going back? Well, you wanted to go back a couple times?
Yeah, well, I first went out when I was 19 and, you know, to be a rock star, you know, like we do.
Like you all do.
Yep. And only lasted, you know, a few months and came back and then went back out when I was a little more mature. But I decided, yeah, I guess that's not meant to be. So I came back home.
And you're rocking now, though.
And I'm rocking now.
You're rocking here.
Yeah. But you started in bands at a young age. Were you playing out?
Yeah, my first band was 16. They needed a bass player. I played guitar. So here, learn how to play the bass. And that's how I got in my first band. And Mike, too, high school bands, cover bands. I was in a wedding band, you know, all different experiences, all learning different things from the different bands.
So. Wedding bands pay, though, right? Is that?
Yes.
Because I got to imagine that's why, because I say to myself, the song, you must get, I don't know, you're probably not in love with the music you're playing in a wedding band. Maybe you are, I don't know, but right. Wedding band, you're going to get paid.
Right.
As opposed to going to some club where you're playing your own stuff and you're really loving it and you get stiffed at the end of the night.
Right.
It's good to experience everything, though, I think. I learned a lot about fronting the band. I learned, you know, when you're covering Whitney Houston and Ann Wilson, you know, you get to grow as a singer as well, but also speaking to the audience and all that. And the pay was good, but, you know, rock and roll doing your own thing is awesome.
But sometimes you got to pay the bills, right?
That's it. Right. That's it.
So then, Mike, you were at ZLX for a bit.
I was at ZLX for a little bit as well. Primarily, doing like, you know, fill-ins, weekends, that kind of stuff. The classic rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, you know, paying the bills, as you say.
Was FNX, when you were there, was it the station it became, which is, you know, kind of like the flag bearer for, like, alt indie punk music that was, you wouldn't hear on, like, a ZLX or a BC?
Yeah, totally. I mean, obviously, FNX was there before I got there. I knew that was the station to be at. There weren't a lot of stations that played
their stuff.
Music like that. I mean, it was, like, LIR in New York. There was, like, you know, in Seattle, the end, San Francisco, like DC, Boston, that was like it. There was only a handful of stations really playing, like, quote unquote, what turned into alternative music.
Yeah.
So it was a great place to just get my foot in the door and just, you know, for my age and just the time of my life and the people that were there were just amazing, man. It was an awesome time. It was an awesome decade.
They were the first to play Nirvana.
Mm-hmm. They play at a lot of firsts around here, and now they're pretty much all gone.
Yeah,
that's gone.
Is ZLX is gone, isn't it?
I mean, it's there.
Do they? Is it? Do they play music? I thought they do.
Yeah, they do. It's a, you know, they were taken over by the big conglomerate. So yeah. That's when I left. Actually, I was like, and I'm done.
Yeah,
and I can't do this anymore. And I went to my local, close to me where I live, station, little 3,000 watt station, and did came up with a show called Americanorama. And I was like, I'm just going to do what I want. And they let me on, and I got I was on 12 hours a week, three hours a night, four nights a week. And I'm like, this is great. Like, why would I want to be playing the same old stuff somewhere, regardless of how big the signal was?
Yeah, and everything now is streamed, right? Like, people listening to this station, I bet you 80% of the people that listen to, you know, MFO are streaming. I know they are. Like, they're not dialing in a 91.5. And so it doesn't matter where your little station is. As long as you can be streamed, that's all that really matters nowadays.
Yeah, exactly.
And what does Americana say?
So Americana-rama. So it's primarily, it's an Americana show, but I play alt country rock, roots, some bluegrass, some folk. And then the Rama part means, well, whatever sounds good, so I can...
I like that. I do a bit of that on this show. I don't really lock into a specific genre, and I know some shows do, and tweak their own, but I never... Even when I was a kid and I would listen to, like, I don't know, Johnny Cash and The Clash, and you can't... Right. You're not going to get a station, obviously, and I know why it's going to play those two artists.
Right.
But I can play them here back to back.
That's cool.
Yeah, because there's certain way. I mean, you know the deal. You can mix music together from different genres. Just, you know, I mean, that's why I like doing the Americana, because I'm like, there's so much Stone stuff you could do, or Dylan, or like all the quote unquote classics that, you know, radio out there, just they jam it down to like three songs.
Yeah,
these bands, and it's like, well, if they're the greatest bands in the world, shouldn't you be playing a few more tracks? So there's just so much stuff out there, and I'm not an expert at Americana, but I'm so into it. I just love going down the rabbit holes these last, you know, few years. And I knew a lot of it, but I just didn't put it in a genre. I was like, oh, that's Americana.
You liked it.
I just like it. If I like it, I play it. That's, you know.
Where do you find most of your music nowadays that you would play on your
on the,
like,
show?
Yeah.
Couple of, like, music services that, you know...
Provide you with music?
Yeah, provide... You know, you still got to hunt and listen, but that's, to me, that's the...
It's part of it.
I was making my show today, and I was doing that. It's just the fun...
Yeah.
Again, click on it, like it, play it. I don't care how big they are, where they're playing, who produced the thing. If I like it, I play it.
I get a lot on Bandcamp. I know everyone does, but I don't do Spotify. But I know everyone does.
I'm against it. I'm not a Spotify guy either.
It's probably me being, like, stubborn, because it's the nominal fee. But I don't want to give it away.
No, see, I'm the same way. I use something else, and when I say what I use, people laugh, or they think it's like, you know, I'm stealing it. But I'm like, I use Napster, which is a thing. It came from Rhapsody, which Rhapsody was like the first... I think streaming platform, and then it became Napster. But now, if I say, "Well, I don't have Spotify, I have Napster," people are like, "No, oh, what? Yeah. What's that?" And I'm like, "I'm the same way, though. I just don't want to. I don't want to do it."
I'm not going to judge. I still have an AOL email.
Wow, old school.
I just can't get rid of it.
I'm going to play. I'm going to play a Roxy in the Crisis too.
Great.
And then we'll talk about the band. I'm going to play. This is My Please Die. Is that the latest?
That is the latest.
We're going to hear it now, and we'll be back to talk after this. We'll be right back. that's kind of weird because I have it must play twice on my, because I have it like being an 8 minute song.
Oh God.
Oh well, hey, that's good. I like that.
We try to keep it radio play.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's the old rule, right? Right. It had to be 4 minutes or under. Mm-hmm. Was that the rule back in the day? So Roxy and the Crisis. How did this come up? Well, first of all, what the name? I assume Roxy's is obvious. But what's with the crisis? Is there something going on?
Well, let's just say that my songs do range. I'm the primary writer, and the band helps me bring things to fruition. And, you know, with songs like My Please Die and Mad as Hell, there's some rage going on there.
a little rage.
Not all. But it just seemed like if you... Well, Mike, why don't you describe the avatars and what the story is.
That's right. We got some artwork right here.
So yeah. So my character is Garrick Blaze, the drummer. We also have Jackie 5000 in the band. We have Vertigo as our bass player, and our other guitar player is Mel Fox. So these okay. Where do I start?
Oh, but kind of like the Gorillaz.
You got to explain it somehow.
Similar to the Gorillaz, I was thinking, you know, a band of a certain age and how hard it is, you know, to tour these days. That's all you hear is just like it's bands can barely do it. They, you know, they get back home from 2 or 3 weeks. They're still broke. They didn't make a dollar. It's hard. So I'm like, how do we represent ourselves going forward as a new band? How do you get people not just from Boston or New England or just around anywhere to click on your, you know, just to give you a click, just to listen? And yeah. I thought, well, if we had some avatars similar to the Gorillaz, maybe that would be something that people would be into. So tattoo artist down there where we live, Tony Ciavaro, is an awesome tattoo artist. I threw him the idea of creating some avatars, and he drew some amazing artwork for us. So,
yeah, I like it.
So it's real. Yeah. It's real artwork that people can see at Roxy and the Crisis, either on Facebook or RoxyandTheCrisis.com, and that's Roxy R-O-X-Y. And yeah, so now we're kind of, you know, we're not hiding behind the avatars. Like obviously, we do live shows, and it's us, but. As time goes on, I'd like to do a lot more with, you know, video and animation and mm-hmm. screens at gigs and
multi-level here.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Do you want to tell me the real names of the people in the band? Like, who's that dude behind right. the man behind these?
All right, so Garrick Blaze is me, Mike oh. Joshua. Yeah. Roxy Star is Linda Joshua. Vertigo started as Ms. Linda Bean. But now it's Josh Pickering has stepped into the Vertigo
okay, I know Josh,
role.
Yep.
Awesome.
We have Sean Connolly as Jackie 5000, and we have James Mallinson as Mel Fox. So those are that's your local rock crew.
Yeah,
stepping into the avatars.
James is in quite a few bands.
He gets around.
Everybody's in a bunch of bands.
Cover bands. He's in the Blondie cover band,
yep.
I think.
That's
right?
us.
Yep, yep.
That's you guys.
That's us as well.
That's how we know. That's what the Blondie band morphed into this.
Morphed into Roxy and the Crisis.
Yeah.
So you're just doing Blondie songs, and you said, I don't think we covered this yet. And did you say, we can write our own stuff. Let's see if we can do our own stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I did original bands when I was young. Right. And then, like we talked about, I did wedding bands and that kind of thing. And then, you know, kind of gave up on the rock and roll star thing and then missed doing it. And I said, I miss doing a band. I said, I don't care what we do as long as we do like Mystery Achievement by the Pretenders. And Mike said, let's do a Pretenders tribute band. I'm like, yeah, I'll buy a wig and I'll buy a Telecaster. Yay, because I play guitar. So we did that for a bit. And then a friend said, hey, can you do a Blondie tribute? I'm like, yes, another wig. And I could put the guitar down. And I can be Debbie. I love being both women.
Because that was at the Sinclair. And we're like, we'll do a Blondie.
Was that Pretendica?
Pretendica was, the Pretenders. Yeah,
Pretendica and then Hey Blondie. And then I just, you know, I had other friends that were doing their original projects and I missed writing and I missed being me, kind of me, even though it's Roxy, but Roxy's mm-hmm. my alter ego.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Roxy for the total of this interview.
Yeah.
You can. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
So you only had a few gigs, you were telling me.
So we've played Malden Porch Fest. We played
on top of a garage. That was a lot of fun.
The Jungle. We just did a gig literally just last weekend with Eddie Japan down in Plymouth, a great room called the New World Tavern.
It was a lot of fun with and Jennifer Teft.
With Jennifer Teft and Eddie Japan. And now we got X Night coming up at Warehouse XI, Warehouse 11 there in Somerville.
Sweet.
That's the next one.
And you have three singles?
I think there's four singles out there in the world.
And then My, the song you played, we have a video for. So that's please right. go on Imagine YouTube that. And search My, Please Die and check it out. Nobody, Garrick is the only one in the video.
No, that's not true.
Not true at all.
All the avatars make it. Roxy, have you been watching that video?
Oh, yes. No, we'll, yes, we make a brief appearance, but
yes.
But
right.
But the live people are not in the video.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Well, don't give it away.
Now they'll be intrigued and watch it to see what the heck are they arguing
make
about.
Make the people go to the site.
Right.
See the magic.
Are you going to? Is this going to become an EP of some sort at some point? Or are you just going to drop singles?
We're going to drop singles, TFN, and then we'll kind of see what happens.
Most bands do that, right? Most local bands put three or four singles out, and then they kind of see where that goes, it seems.
Right, right. We're flirting with a split single, maybe, coming up, 45, do some vinyl.
That'd be cool.
But again, we're thinking about it, but that's good, right? Like,
yeah.
you would want one of those.
Yeah, I love physical products. I love CDs or vinyl or anything like that.
Gotcha.
But I'm going to play Wake It Up.
Play Wake It Up.
And we'll come back.
Cool.
Wrap it up. But here's Wake It Up. We heard three of the four. I'm going to adjust my glasses. I don't wear glasses, so it's kind of a pain in it, you know, but I need them. We just played Roxy and the Crisis's other, Open Your Eyes and Wake, Open Your Eyes and Wake It Up. And so good stuff, guys. I like that stuff
a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we got a touch on X-Night coming up at the Warehouse.
Warehouse XI in Somerville, Saturday, June the 1st. We're going to bring back the 90s magic. I'll be DJing, just as I did back then, doing a DJ set and then Roxy and the Crisis set. But, you know, we'll roll out a set, but, you know, we'll roll out a few tunes for that as well. We have DJ Angie C. From FNX, ZLX, many other radio stations, Boston radio legend hosting. Carrie Lynn, who did lights back at Axis, and she did a lot of work at Avalon and a bunch of other clubs all around the city. She's going to have a zero-proof cocktail menu because we realized, you know, down the road, not everybody drinks anymore. So no pressure to come and drink Jack and Cokes like we used to. You can come and not drink, but still enjoy X night. And
keep everyone happy. If you want to drink, you drink. If you don't have to drink,
yeah, exactly. No pressure. And then the David Bieber archives. We're going to curate some awesome art and 90s trinkets as well that'll be there. And David's, he's just a local legend as well. Someone who worked at BCN and worked for the Boston Phoenix. And he just has an amazing amount of truly
warehouse
astonishing
world.
An astonishing amount of memorabilia. So we're going to get some of that too. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. Tickets on Eventbrite. Just search X-Night or go to Roxy and the Crisis on the social medias.
Insta or Facebook. Yep.
Roxy, R-O-X-Y. And yeah, and find it. Tickets available online. We're hoping to sell out ahead of time, but
and why don't you tell people like the kind of music you're going to be playing? Like,
yeah, I was
going to
ask that. So yeah,
so it would be 90s FNX-ish, you know, maybe some late 80s stuff as well, because there was X Night before I got there, and there was X Night after I left. But you know, a lot of Nine Inch Nails kind of stuff, electro, I mean, I got way into electronic music during my FNX time and playing in the club and Underworld and, you know, Big Beat, Fatboy Slim kind of stuff. And
so it's a nice mix.
Nice mix, yeah. You know, New Order, Depeche Mode, all the Beastie Boys. Right. Linda, Roxy, am I leaving anything out?
No, just one other fun tidbit is that we met at X Night.
Oh, yeah.
I used to dance on the speaker with my friend Misha.
Okay.
And,
go figure.
I won a dance contest, even though
there wasn't really a dance contest.
It was just an excuse.
A win's a win.
It worked, right?
That's an excuse to get my name and number.
A win is a win.
Okay.
But X Night, the X Night people, I get them are very loyal, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, we haven't brought it back like this in quite a while. So, I mean, we've sold quite a few tickets ahead of time, which is awesome. So we know we're going to have a great house. I'd love to sell it out. So
Get them soon if you want to come.
Yeah, because once they're gone, they're gone. And you know, people are going to show up and stay. I don't think they're going to show up and stay an hour and then go somewhere else like the old days. You kind of club hop.
Yeah,
I think people are going to show up and see a lot of old friends and people they haven't seen before. And, you know, Lansdowne Street people and Axis people.
And it's nice that there's a little area to the side where people where the bar is that you can get away from if you want to chit-chat with people.
Right.
And there's an area where you can go dance and party.
Yeah, I've never been to the warehouse, but I got to get there. And, I like it when there's just a separate area where you can converse somewhat if you...
Right.
Right.
Because sometimes you don't want to be where it's just... so deafening that you can't talk to the person next to you.
They got a good
setup. It's good that they do that.
Yep. They got a great setup for that. And that's probably where we'll put David Bieber in the archives, and some of the art is kind of over near the bar. So if people want to talk to David about the art, you know, you can sit there and talk about it. But if you want to go in the next room and have your ears melted by me DJing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that happens. Yeah. Get a little loud.
Yeah. Who threw together the flyer here that I have?
Well, the artwork is by Steve Shook, who's a great artist who's done a lot of local places in Boston. And we're actually friends with the family. Our sons are friends, so it's a nice story.
Okay.
And I threw together all the rest of it. I just took... I'm sure you can tell.
You got the Axis sign there.
Yeah, the Axis. He drew that, and I did all the other stuff.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Is this going to be something that you're going to try to continue?
I think so. We're talking about bringing a second one back, maybe in October, but we'll have that reveal at this X Night in June.
And it's early enough, so, you know.
6:30, 10.
We're not doing the 10 to 2 like we did when we were 20-something.
The X Nighters are... They're not 20 anymore.
Right. Well, that's it. Someone did say, like, wait a minute, it's over at 10? And I'm like, are you really going to be out at 1 in the morning? Like,
you could be in bed by 11.
Right. So, yeah, doors at 6:30, and then I'll probably start spinning at, like, 7:30, and then we'll go for a couple hours. Roxy and the Crisis will come out, do a set, and then I'm guessing I'll come back and kind of finish out the night. As long as people are hanging out and having a good time, we'll go until they chuck us out.
Yeah, I think that's a good time. I hate shows that like start at 6. I'm like, I don't want to build to 1 in the morning anymore, but 6 is a bit early. I like a middle ground of like 7, 8 o'clock.
Right. Yeah.
Like 6, I'm like, I just finished dinner. I don't know.
I'm not ready to jump
you can
around
have
yet.
Dinner around the corner.
Right,
and then
yeah,
you just...
Yeah. So yeah, 6:30, 10, that's a good time slot, I think.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I think a lot of the old vampires will come out, and I can't wait. I mean, I know a lot of people that are coming, but I know a lot of people on the list that I'm like, do I know these people? I'm not sure. A lot of old staff from Lansdowne Street, and so it's gonna be a reunion of sorts. And then I'm sure it's gonna be so good that we'll be able to do it a few times a year.
And it's going to be hard not to dance to every song.
Right, because you got to rock.
I got to rock later, so I got to pace myself.
You got to front the band, so you got to chill out a little bit.
You have a job to do. All right, anything else you want to add before I let you go? And thanks again for coming up.
Thanks for having us. Again, it's roxyandthecrisis.com, and it's Roxy with the Y and A-N-D, thecrisis.com.
Facebook, Instagram. Yep. Come to X Night. Check it out.
Check out... the video, My Please Die, it's very unique, and you've got to find out what we were arguing about earlier. You got to watch it to find out what we're talking about.
Oh, all right. I like that. That's a tease. That's to call a tease in the radio business.
That's my job, man.
All right.
Oh, did you want me to read one of your PSAs?
Yeah.
So you don't have to do it?
Yeah, because I told Mike off air. Sometimes, I mean, a lot of times this is a one-hour show. Tonight I have 2 hours, thankfully. But so the one-hour show thing kind of aggravates me sometimes. So I just read. I was playing with my phone because I just read the shortest PSA I can find every week.
But you got to tell people what a PSA is.
Public service announcement.
Right, which they have to do.
And I read the same one every week.
Well, see, because I came in and I saw this gigantic book, and I was like, oh, is that the PSA log? Because I haven't seen one in so long. And then,
yeah.
And Skybar's like, yeah, you want to read one? Because I don't want to read one.
Yeah.
So I'll cover you. Okay. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I like it.
See?
You're going to be my PS, public service announcement guy.
I'm going to come in
you
every week.
You can just
week.
Record them.
Can I do a whole bunch and then you just fire me?
Yeah, that would work for me.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
No,
all right.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It. Thanks for supporting local music.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for. And send, you know where to send Roxy music. I'll get it on. You know that. And I'll try to remember now that sometimes it might be half of what the
answer. Right.
Right, yeah. Play them. Play it all.
All right. Yeah, you could go back to back. Here's it's a band called Soft Kill. I don't know where I found them. Probably on Bandcamp somewhere, but I'm going to play something by that. And we'll be back in a bit.